Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Malta opens first-ever National Contemporary Art Museum. Malta's first-ever National Contemporary Art Museum, the Malta International Contemporary Arts Space, MICAS, was inaugurated on Friday, October 25, 2024, with a joyous and monumental exhibition from the acclaimed and visionary Portuguese artist, Joana Vasconcelos. MICAS was officially opened by Malta's Prime Minister Robert Abela, Joana Vasconcelos, and Malta's Minister for National Heritage, Arts, and Local Government, Owen Bonica, as well as the MICAS Board, led by Executive Chairperson, Phyllis Musket. MICAS will be open to the public on Sunday, November 27, 2024. Special guests at the official inauguration cast their eyes on three major works of Joana Vasconcelos, The Tree of Life, Garden of Eden, and Valkyrie Mumbat, as well as a series of other works, which literally took over the four-story space at MICAS. Under the stewardship of the MICAS Board, this previously inaccessible complex of historic buildings has now been reopened to the community as Malta's newest cultural destination. Prime Minister Robert Abela said the opening of MICAS was a transformative moment for the island nation of Malta, and paid tribute to all the ideators and workers who had brought the concept to fruition. Unveiling of the plaque by Prime Minister Robert Abela, Minister for National Heritage and the Arts Owen Bonici, artist Joana Vasconcelos, and MICAS Executive Chair Phyllis Musket. MICAS Executive Chair Phyllis Musket outlined the evolution of a concept, which was formally kickstarted in 2018, to respond to decades-long calls by Maltese artists for a contemporary art space, and paid tribute to the efforts of the MICAS Board in reaching out to the world of international art. The artist Joana Vasconcelos gave thanks to the MICAS Board for inviting her to open Malta's newest contemporary arts museum and paid tribute to the MICAS Board. Minister for National Heritage and the Arts Owen Bonici toasted the historic moment, in which about 43,000 square feet of previously inaccessible land was being returned to the community in the form of a cultural infrastructure project. He stated, "It is a strong investment in the people's well-being, families, and our quality of life. Art not only beautifies and feeds our souls, but it strengthens the nation. A future without culture would be a future without humanity." Immediately visible at the lowest level of the museum was the towering Tree of Life, with its 110,000 hand-stitched and embroidered fabric leaves, fungi, mosses and lichens, stumps and branches, bringing to life the immense spaciousness of MICAS's raw and restrained interior. A musical composition specifically created for Tree of Life was sung by the baritone Rui de Luna Vasconcelos, who also sang other works in the Portuguese tradition. Launch of MICAS artwork pictured Solitaire by Joana Vasconcelos. About MICAS, Malta International Contemporary Arts Space. MICAS is a Government of Malta infrastructural legacy project for the culture and the arts sector that is part financed by the European Union under the European Regional Development Fund, European Structural and Investment Funds 2014-2020. MICAS Board and International Committee. Alongside CEO and Chair of the Board Phyllis Musket, MICAS is supported by Artistic Director Edith Devaney. International Committee Chair and Member, respectively, Wakas Wajahat, Collector, Curator, and Museum Trustee who works closely with museums to organize exhibitions, and Timothy Rubb, the celebrated George D. Widener Emeritus Director of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Interview with MICAS Chair Phyllis Musket. A vision realized, MICAS Chair Phyllis Musket reflects on Malta's forthcoming contemporary art space. Interview with MICAS Educational Committee Chair Georgina Portelli. Bringing art, architecture, and nature together, the MICAS Sculpture Garden. Inside the fortifications housing MICAS. Layers of MICAS Part 1, the story of the Ospizio Complex. Layers of MICAS Part 2, the Floriana Lines and San Salvatore Bastion. More information about Joana Vasconcelos. Craftwork XXL, how Joana Vasconcelos decontextualizes the feminine. Please visit micahs.art for more information and follow at Micah Smalta on Instagram to follow Micah's journey to opening. About Malta. The sunny islands of Malta, in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, are home to a most remarkable concentration of intact built heritage, including the highest density of UNESCO World Heritage Sites in any nation-state anywhere. Valletta, built by the proud Knights of St. John, is one of the UNESCO sites and the European Capital of Culture for 2018. Malta's patrimony in stone ranges from the oldest freestanding stone architecture in the world, to one of the British Empire's most formidable defensive systems, and includes a rich mix of domestic, religious, and military architecture from the ancient, medieval, and early modern periods. With superbly sunny weather, attractive beaches, a thriving nightlife, and 8,000 years of intriguing history, there is a great deal to see and do. For more information on Malta, visit www.visitmalta.com. iturbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.